The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We go inside the Cats huddle for Prestige Jayco. Lauren Wood waiting patiently with Geelong assistant coach Matthew Knights.
Thanks very much, Kingy. And Matthew, Essendon Sunday afternoon MCG. It's a pretty big occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive occasion, and both teams are playing pretty enthusiastic football, both fairly resourceful, and both teams have really got their strengths the way they play their football. So it should be a good day. The conditions seem pretty good, and you know, both teams have got really good aerial stuff as well as on the ground, so it bodes for a great game.
About 5 metres away from us at the moment is Joel Selwood. Of course, a laid out yesterday with soreness. He looks to be moving pretty well. What's the go with his withdrawal?
Yeah, well, as the mids coach, I would love to have him out there today. Joel's been super this year, played different roles, you know, wing, inside mid at times, a little bit half forward. And just the way he's seen the game and the way his leadership is amazing the first 5-6 weeks. So he's a big out for us. You can't cover anyone like that. But over the last couple of weeks, he's just got a little bit sorer, and we just felt it was the right time to give him a spell. It's not as if he hasn't played any hard footy over the journey.
Nida Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Koza, Justin Longmuir, Domsey and Benny Cass. Zach Tui also out. Can you give us an insight into why he won't play this afternoon?
Yeah, Zach was pretty much the line yesterday. He trained yesterday looking to play, but again, long time out, first up, handled himself really well, but then, yeah, it was just a bit tight and stiff yesterday, and generally, actually, nothing significant, but just pretty sore like Joel. So in the end, we thought, well, it's a long season, and he's done such a great job to play last week and off a limited prep. So he'll miss this week, but nothing significant there. Just be right for next week.
Much discussion in the last 72 hours about Charlie Constable's omission. I know he had 19 possessions to half time in the VFL game that's just been completed. Why was Charlie left out of the side this week, Nida? There's been a lot of discussion.
Oh, well, in the midfield this year, we've sort of had guys come in and out, and we're saying, well, you know, we're not going to be a settled lineup in the midfield all year. So Brandon Parfitt's come back into the team. Jordan Clark's come back into the team. Two fine young players that played really well for us. So I guess we've got to base it not just on last week, but across the whole season and what we feel we need for this game in Essendon. But I've been wrapped with Charlie's development. He's come from a fair way back, not having played football at all last year in the AFL. Did some VFL work, obviously, but I've been really proud of the way he's played and the way he's going about it. But also I've been wrapped with Brandon Parfitt and Jordan Clark and guys like that. So, you know, 22 can only be selected, and Charlie's just missed out this week. But he'll be back. He's a good young man.
Hey, Matty, Justin Longmuir here, mate. Just wondering who gets a job on Danaher today. Saw last week in the Anzac game, kicked 4 goals and looked really powerful and strong. So who goes to him?
Yeah, well, I think if you're watching the way Moore's playing for Collingwood and the fact that Danaher was able to probably kick those 4 goals against probably one of the inform defenders in the comp is a massive effort. So he's a big task for us today. But Taylor and Blitzarv have been playing super down back for us. In the air, both are in really good form, and both will match up with him at different stages.
Bucket, Domsey here, mate. How are you?
Hello, Domsey. How are you, mate?
Great, man. Good.
I should have known when your name was called out there, I was going to cop that.
Hang on a second. No, in joke, why Bucket?
Oh, look, we'll leave it for another time, Kingy.
Domsey thinks I'm well endowed in the back half, my backside, so I got Bucket. But I've been doing a bit of training since he named me.
You look good
me
out there. I've got the binoculars on there, mate.
You sure looking, you can see me?
Yeah,
from
mate, looking just sideways, I can anyway.
Oh, Dom. Very good, Doms.
Hey, mate, the way your mids are working both ways, really impressive at the moment. I know it's been an issue in previous years of them getting back to support the old defenders, but this year been really good. No more evident than Sammy Manigola edit v Adelaide, where he got back and intercepted that footy. What's been the difference there, mate? You put a bit more put them under the pump a bit more. I know there's pressure for spots now, so they've got to be able to work both ways, but is there anything in particular that they're working a lot harder, but it looks as though a lot harder both ways now?
Yeah, Domsey, it had to be improved. We weren't great at that last year and probably the last couple of years. So we had to focus on it in pre-season, that once the ball moved from the stoppage or the contest, that we had to get back and support or get forward and support as well. So we had a big focus on that in pre-season, and particularly with the new rules coming in with the 6-6-6, that if mids weren't going to get out and help, it was going to make it difficult for defenders. So we hope we're working closely so that we can support our defence. It's not always going to go that way, but I mean, I remember that bit of vision of Sammy from the Adelaide game. That was just phenomenal. And, you know, even Tim Kelly was tagged last week but come away with 12 tackles. So that type of attitude is really helping our midfield group at the moment.
For Prestige, Jaco speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights. Here's Ian Cowan on KROQ Footy.
Matthew, good luck this afternoon. We're expecting some parts of the ground to be scorched, though, I would suggest, because they've had some enormous speed to burn, literally coming out of the back 50. Saad in particular, obviously, the Irishman's been important as well. And now we've got Delhouse and Rowan in the front half for the Cats. It's going to be very much Stall Gift style in that end of the ground.
Yeah, both ends have got super speed. And even, you know, a little bit in our back half, I think Jack Henry and Tom Stewart a little bit undersold with their leg power and their leg speed. So both teams have got real weapons in front half. Also, Essendon, obviously, speed across the middle with Sheil and Parrish and guys like that. They've really added a fair bit to their team this year. And watching the game against Collingwood last week, it was very quick, up and back. And at times, I felt that Essendon were all over Collingwood in that game. And so, very dangerous team, and we're going to have to bring our best.
Have you toyed with the idea of a specific defensive forward to try and shut that rebound footy that they've been so good at for this season?
Yeah, we talk about that most weeks because most teams have got sort of that pinging defender that comes off, or a couple of them. Like, if you look at Adelaide, they've obviously got Laird and Smith, and these two today are probably as good as anyone with their leg speed. But we tend to do it as a collective most of the time. But it does help if you've got guys like Rowan and Atkins and Myers in your front half anyway, who have got leg speed, so that sometimes they can get close enough or put some pressure on.
Yeah, Atkins could be likely?
Yeah, Atkins is doing a good job for us. We prefer him to sort of play the game on his merits, but he's got the discipline to go to a player and execute a job for us. He's seasoned. He spent 3 or 4 years in the VFL, and he's come through a strong program. Very determined young man. So, yeah, he could get a job there at some stage, yeah.
Who's pleased you most this year, Matthew?
I think, if I was to say, I would step out of my area a little bit, but I think Blitzarves has been enormous as a deep defender. I mean, some of the things he's doing in the back part of the ground has been amazing. Been wrapped with what Delhouse and Rowan have brought to our club, just not only the way they've played, but just the energy around the club during the week and their enthusiasm and how team-orientated they are. Obviously come from team-orientated programs where they've come from, but just the way they're giving to the team is just enormous. So I guess those three players are the ones that have really stood out. And listen, the skipper that's out today and Mitch Duncan have really embraced different roles this year for the team. And that's not always easy as a senior player, an experienced player, to adapt a new role. But they've really thrown some responsibility to Kelly and Parfitt and Constable. And to do that, I'm proud of that, what they've done as well. So
you've been at the club, you know, a considerable period of time now. Do you sense a slightly different vibe, A, during the week, training, and then game day?
Yeah, there's a nice vibe at the moment. We seem to have a good mix of, you know, youth and experience and guys that have got real personalities around the gym and the change room. So, yeah, there's a great mix. I think the coaching group have been with each other for a while now, so we feel comfortable to sort of really debate hard and strong and work through things during the week. And, yeah, the club as a whole is really united. So, yeah, it's good to be a part of a club like that, and to see the way we performed in the first 6 weeks is really powerful. But every week there's a new challenge, so it's exciting.
Knight, a lot of people here early for the VFL game would have seen Nathan Kruger. They'd be listening to us through FM 88 inside the ground. Have you been able to get an update on how he is after that head knock with Matty D?
No update medically, but I saw him in the change rooms. He was sitting up. They've taken him away now, but yeah, it was a tough knock. Like, it looked like a significant head clash, but I haven't got anything medically to offer other than he was sitting up and he looked okay.
Okay, by taken away, has he gone to hospital or something like that?
No, it was just he may have been taken to another room, just because obviously he was in the AFL rooms and the prep's just starting, so it was just getting him to a quiet place for the moment, I think, and I should know further when I go down the bottom.
All right, hopefully, fingers crossed, everything okay with the youngster from South Australia. Knight, I really appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, King.
Matty Knight's joining us on KROQ Football, thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.